Good evening. Please be seated. Thank you, Music Nation. Good evening. Of course, if you're watching from home, you'll see the setting tonight is different. As we enter a month, Abib, this weekend is special for us. Thank you. First of all, let me thank you all for the amazing work done over the last weekend and the great result at the Gloss Beauty and Wellness Summit 2024. It was such a great success, and Francis, I've not seen you since the party was canceled. We want to be sure you are in good health and there's no suicide attempt. Because your team was wonder again. Your time will come. But I want to thank you for the success, the mobilization. Even those who were not able to be there on the day, mobilizing and looking forward to the great success of the program. I thank the Nation family. And I don't want to start mentioning all the team because that would take the whole night. And people would say, okay, is that a Spark Nation thing? No, it's the celestial movement of Christ in the Lord Jesus. Hey, the Wellness Summit was put together by the Nation family. And the brand Gloss is one of the businesses that the Nation family has interest in. The summit itself was bigger than just beauty. I saw the Box Nation, the strong girls. Or strong girls, yes? NutriFit. The Beauty Nation Academy and there are many other businesses that came to exhibit, but we had the most businesses there. Please correct me if I'm wrong. We, the Nation family, has more business than collectively, and so it is us, and you should wonder who else could pull such a thing together in London City. It's got to be Spark Nation family. So if you're suspecting before, it's got to be us. I don't know who else can do that. And if you attended and or you heard or you saw it, at least at night on your bed, you must think, who can do this thing? And you must remember us in your sleep. It is us, and it will be us again. And when we begin to declare it is us doing stuff, you would see more people come because they want to see what you can do. It will be the right people, and you will make more money than you've ever made in this life. We are simply just a set of winners who vomit and regurgitate losers. That's just what happens to us. I want to show you a scripture tonight because my dear daughter, I forgot your name now, that opened the service tonight, did mention the 3G. At the time, many of you, and at this time, the important part of you, and of course, all the preachers tonight have spoken eloquently and decisively. Thank you. Stomp, the word stomp, because I want to tell you about seed and how leaders focus on the matter of growth. I don't want us to forget this, and thank you, Pastor Nikki, for illustrating that to us again tonight. It is the entrance of the word that gives light. Now, when that word enters you, it gives you light to do what you were made to do. It doesn't make you a preacher without a portfolio. When the word came, most of the businesses in this house, the light came into what was already in your spirit. And we must never forget this. It's been demonstrated through the Spark Nation family. Nothing outside of us can destroy us. You've seen it. We are partakers of it. So, Pastor Lufa Deidre was saying tonight that these are things, it's like the scripture being written. He said, these are things that our eyes have seen, our hands have handled. That's the testimony Luke started with. The greatest testimony in your life is what you participated in. I saw the leaders of the 3G movement speaking this week. I saw Alvier speaking this week. You cannot, if you don't self-destruct, the media cannot destroy you. That's our story. So I have the right to say this. Sunday morning, we were at that football stadium doing church service. Charlton doing service. The Guardian newspaper was busy publishing about us what they don't know. But we survived it because that attack is not coming from the inside of us. It's from the outside. It can't touch us. And when we also even talk about inside, you might think, well, if it's not coming from people who are in the nation family, there are attendees. They are not inside. The inside first for the family is me here, the word. Then the inside is everyone who came into the Ark of Noah, who were invited into the Ark of Noah, and who decided to come into the Ark of Noah, so that no matter what the storm outside of the Ark is, it will not destroy the Ark, because the Ark was built in specific details. It was built to withstand storms. Did you hear what I just said? We were built to be great. That's our build-up. And if you're ever going to be great, you're going to see the battles of life. The only difference what separates kids from adults and adults from kids is the kind of battle they've been exposed to. So please don't look at us and think, oh, it is just, tell me her name now. Nia, that just spoke, she's only just 22. The battle she's been exposed to because of the setting of the nation family, most 40 years old have not seen it. And that separates us from kids. You have grown up kids when you see battles because of the fight we fought. And what leadership, remember this, I told you in the maybe in the training or so, that what leadership does to you first is it exposes you to war. The leadership of yourself, which I will get into in a minute, leadership exposes you to war, a coordinated war though, a war that is not just you deciding, a war that you got into because of a collective vision. Leadership exposes you to war, and if you begin to see leaders getting weary, not swinging the sword like they used to swing before, ask them, are you as old as PT now then though? Seen more war, lost more money? No. So why are you not swinging? Leadership exposes us to war because it cannot expose us to victory winning unless it exposes us to war. But before I get there tonight, and our wars, I was just giving you examples. Our wars did not start with Guardian newspaper. Do you know how many churches in UK pray to be controversial on Guardian newspaper? The Guardian in London City or Sunday Times is not, it doesn't matter how much wrong you do. There are wrongs they just don't care about. They say, who did it? They said, this guy said, no, we don't have time. It's not going to get us anything. Little you crawled from Lancaster House, crawled from Ashish House to a place where your wrong can be noticed, because that's how he introduces you first. It is war for victory. and each individual, so that people don't say, because people say, oh, if not for you, pity. If you know individual war, were you there? Were you there when Johanna, I think you slept in Brixton police station, right? Does she look like someone that sleeps in a police station? Will she, apart from following a criminal then, will she? Oh, come on. A pastor. A man of God. It's only Pastor Nikki that still calls me a man of God. And I'm thinking, Sam, wow, you're preaching tonight. I'm the man of who I need to be part-time. Don't change it though. I like it because it makes us still relevant. And in scripture as well. I heard it tonight. I said, wow, Sam, you're about to deliver the word. So how about man of money? I think I will like let me just take that for a while. From ashes, I'll be a man of God. I want to be a man of many. Many. It all works together. What was I saying again? Doesn't matter. Stomp. I think we're going to start with the definition of that. I just wanted to back what Pastor Nikki said up because I don't know if you heard what she said. She said, and this is scriptural, if you want to take the world, if you're going to take the beauty world, you first have a beauty team. Once you get the seed right, once you get the right people right, you don't need to worry about the numbers. You get the seed right. The story of Joseph is not just about a man that God favored. It's about get the right man right. The whole world will be fed. And God, thank you. And God is interested in feeding the whole world. And what it then does is, it takes the little part of the world, the seed, and it sanctifies them, it empowers them, it trains them, it exposes them to war, and then it sends them to take it. The LVMH family is not 300 people. It's just few people. It's the stump. Systems work through people who are diligent enough to build the few, especially in a world where you have the pressure of crowd and likes. You are likely going to build sudden or temporary resources and get fixated on that and neglect. You're going to get fixated on crowd and neglect family, not knowing that the seed is always fewer than the harvest. If it is many, it is not a seed. It is a gathering. Someone's harvest is being gathered. If it is a seed, it is fewer because you need the few seed. You don't go to the farm with the number of harvest. You put a seed into the ground. The nation family is a seed. And that seed is meant, you are now making statement to the world. You are now all the industries within this house that is functional. You are seeds and you're showing them that we are coming. Ready or not, we are coming. You made a statement that the beauty mountain belongs to you. We are not looking for the reputation of the world, what they will say for or against. We've sown a seed, and I congratulate everyone who participated in sowing that first seed. That seed was really big. That seed on the 23rd of March is the world's harvest. Most times it's even big enough to be harvest, but you made it into seed. The harvest is 100-fold. According to scriptures, we've seen the battles. Pastor Ebun Lufadeju spoke about Toss Hill, and our job is to make sure that the grounds are clean and Toss Hill. That's our job. Don't get fixated about the world's opinion. You will not sow. Scripture says he who considers the rain will not sow. If you consider what the word people like, if your life becomes subject to what press says, they are even the last people to relate with, because they don't care. They don't even care about your wrong. They just want to eat. Stay red. They want to stay relevant. And so, how did we bypass, and everybody in the world knows, if British media is the most brutal. It doesn't matter if you are the greatest footballer, they will bring you down. Oh, what is footballer when we're talking about prime minister? They're going to stay on your case until you are finished. Finishing is what they do. But guess why? We survived what politicians could not survive. We survived what top footballers could not survive. So how much more? Why did we survive? We got the seed right. The people in-house were fixated on the word. They were fixated on winning souls. We were fixated on sowing seed, that what they were saying does not matter to us. I'm asking you to sow another seed this Sunday in the COD service. I'm asking you to put on ground, because we have to forget that 23rd happened. The videos have to be on. You have to keep speaking. But now that's the past. Sunday is the future. Are you listening to me? Easter Sunday is the future. Not because we participate in Easter. I don't care about Easter. But I care about COD service. That is resurrection. That is when we see that. By the way, the Better Together Reforms prosperity paper, the COD one, I even think we should just make that the nationwide. I just saw it. I said, I want to be going to this church. And I stumbled on it. Pastor Daniel showed me, and I thought, wow, you guys did an amazing job. The transition going on there is amazing. You are actually a leader, though. I saw the signature, I saw everything, and I thought, I want to join these people's cult. If I ever leave Spark Nation, just so you guys know, I will be in the COD World family. That's where you'll find me. Stomp. I'm trying to get to Stomp, but I still have some places to get to. We saw battle. I saw Joanna fighting police. Why? Because there was a need. There was a vision, a collective vision that exposes her life. Whatever record they give against her or for her is a star of honor. Not zero. Zero is not a badge of honor. Zero is a badge of zero. You understand? Zero is a badge of zero. That fight is a badge of honor. Defending in Toss Pulse, in Toss Hill, a place that you should not even be. But you are defending people that were inside and the guy they were chasing. Well, he ran so much. We still can't forget the story of that guy. We're still online. I was abusing the police and stuff online. And then they said they are looking for the guy they are looking for. Why they are harassing you? The guy was already in my living room downstairs sleeping. He scaled fences, and we, up from all the lawyers in front to the doctors to the stuff, if one of you is a criminal, we all are. Because the world will want you. They would say, you know, you're good. Just dissociate and make sure you're fine. The world, they always have red oil on them. They will pour stuff on you anyways. Especially the black community. Let me just branch there. The black community, if you're successful, they have popcorn in their hands waiting till you fail. Just waiting. One day PDD will happen to him. Then one PDD, whatever, this PDD happened to him. I said, where's Jay-Z? And you see people, experts in the events of life, coming to say, they all do it. He's just been angry all life long. All life long, he's just been waiting one day. He is going to fail if he succeeds. That's what our community do. But guess what? You are not sent to be billionaires. You are sent to be seeds. The world. For the kingdom of heaven is as if a woman should take. You remember that scripture? I preached it so much in Croydon that even I cannot forget it. And those words are just about to take on the shape of what they were sent those years to do. I want to say something quickly to the 3G before, but no, after this. Those words of mixture, those words, they're overlaid with gold. those words are just going to make more meaning to you now, because you are coming to life. You're coming into the maturity of blindness. There's a maturity called the maturity of blindness, the ability to move without physical eyesight, to move with the spirit man in you. And that's not the spirit man, the spirit man, your instinct. You know that, you know, this is the way, walk in it. You are growing into that because you've been exposed to so many battles, and right now, that's why we call it fearless. You are entering into the generation of fearlessness because you've been exposed to too much battles, and you know now how to win. Look at this scripture quickly.
Matthew 13, verse
33. Tell me, please.
He told them still another parable.
What did he say?
The kingdom of heaven is like yeast.
He compares the kingdom to this thing, meaning if you actually understand what we're saying, this is how to think. The kingdom, the king and his dominion, nation, the kingdom of heaven is like a woman. Tell me.
It's like yeast that a woman took.
The kingdom of heaven is like a yeast a Phoebe took. It's like a yeast a Pastor Nikki took. Tell me.
And mixed in to about 60 pounds of flour.
It looks at the beauty world. Very huge, isn't it? Sometimes you think about the kind of money, the billions, right? But it says, don't worry, don't be fixated on the bigness of it. And those who look like they've gone ahead of you, take your seed. Did you hear what I just said? What church spends about $100,000+ to set beauty place in place, to set beauty summit, is only a church that understands that the yeast cannot stand by itself. The seed, the yeast, is not to build other yeasts. It's not to build a storage for yeast. It's to mix it. So in our old church life, when people saw we took the money to build church buildings, he says the kingdom of heaven does not work like that. When you saw the givers club, he said take that seed and mix it. This principle will not fail because it's ancient in nature. The kingdom of heaven is like a woman. If we had to start with beauty, a woman should take a yeast. Are you really ready for the work tonight? It's like a woman should take a yeast and mix it. As long as your seed is not mixing, it's not influencing. You are mixing. Are you listening to me tonight? It's like a woman should take a yeast. She takes a little. She takes all she's got. But she mixes it. She understands the power of mixture without getting corrupted by what it's mixing with. Are you listening to me? She understands that they are the flour. He is the yeast. We are the influence. They are many. We are the yeast. The yeast is usually fewer than the flour. Do you hear me tonight? Whenever you see too much people, too much resources, they are the flower. They are the ones we need to influence. You are the yeast. The kingdom of heaven is the little carcass, the little family. You wonder, why are we forming ourselves into little carcasses? Yeasts are few because they have the power to influence. Are you listening to me tonight? The church, as we met it, as it is now, is not yeast. It's not yeast. Don't be deceived by their bigness. They are the flower. They are not the kingdom. Tell me quickly. I'm going to stomp.
Mixed into about 60 pounds of flour.
Start again, my freedom mind.
The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in to about 60 pounds.
Do you, have you anyone seen yeast before? Shepherd Media, please, you would have to help me with yeast. I don't think I'm going to leave this alone tonight. I think I'm going to walk it till you break the bank of your seed. Yeast is usually small in proportion to what it's supposed to influence. And it is called the working of it. So I'm not waiting for a law house to be perfect. It might have problems, but I need it to keep mixing. It will keep mixing. It's influencing a space beyond churchward. I'm not waiting for a gloss summit not to have complaints. No, we're going to work it again. You mix it. Have you anyone mixed anything before? You put on blender these days, right? But where we're coming from, you see, before blender, anyone mixed flour and stuff before? You're rolling it. You're working it until it blends fine. So why are we doing monthly summit? Why are we doing monthly summit? Beauty Summit, WOTCW, we are mixing, and until it's fine, blended, influenced, all the flour, we cannot stop doing that. Why are we talking about the company every day? The 141, 142 now, companies on a daily basis, we are mixing. We are saying we are getting, we've got our seed right now. We have our yeast right now, and we are not going to keep our yeast in our pocket. We mix it. Tell me, please, ma.
And mixed into about 60 pounds.
Shepherd, are you walking with me? Are you going to get me yeast? Thank you. When you're ready, very, very responsive. Thank you. Tell me.
Mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough.
It mixes it into 60 pounds of flour until it worked through everything. Every service, every mobilization. You see, when you're hearing the word, mobilize, register souls, register souls, register souls. Imagine, is this yeast or flour? Aha. Look at this on the screen. Even this yeast is too much for this flour now. Gonna mess it up. But even this is still small. This is not 60 pounds of flour. You take a little yeast and the big flour now. You're going to keep mixing it because, and every national must know and carry yourself with the understanding that you are the yeast, not the flour. Thank you, Shepherd. Then he begins to mix it until it walks through all the dough, until we walk through the security mountain. We're mixing it, but it is the seed. Thank you. It is the seed you take there. So if it looks like we're just forming Night Shield again, it is because Night Shield is now looking for a seed. I thank you for the year you made millions and millions, but that looks like an harvest. The structure you're building now tells me that now you are forming seed. Now you're forming something. The formation of seed takes more time than the formation of harvest. Seed is intentional. Harvest is natural. Did you hear me? Seed is a part, a little part you took back. You are intentionally looking for it. You count seed most times. You gather seeds. Do you understand that? You gather seed. You gather it. Harvest, you cannot gather harvest. You don't know how many is coming out. Oh God, are you listening to me tonight? If you want to sow, you want to grow a orange farm, you count seed. You say, okay, how many seed have we got? But the harvest is left to nature. So gather your harvest. So when we are sowing and sowing week, and you are counting pennies and stuff, remember, that is the seed. The harvest will be uncountable. It will come. As long as the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest will not cease. And see, why do we struggle to sow? When we want to sow resources now, you're counting pennies and pounds because you gather seeds. In seed, you are conscious. In seed, you are in control. If sown right, harvest, you are not in control. When the seed is sown, you leave it to nature. You leave it to the word that created the soil and the components and the nutrients of it to give you more bountiful harvest. In this case, I'm not talking about money. Forget our sales team seed right, and they begin to mix, knowing that they are seeds. If we get our beauty merges right, if nobody is thinking about themselves as the seed, if we get the security seed right, And again, imagine the scripture Pastor Nikki read. It said, but through one man, sin came into the world. Once Adam became sin, every man, without them committing any sin, they became sinners, right? So they didn't commit any sin, but because this man that is going to produce them is a sinner, they all become a sinner. If greatness birth you, if your business came out of this work, guess what is going to happen to it without your effort? Listen to me. Because through one man, do you want to read that scripture? Sin, one man, the right seed. So God did not go to the ground and create 10 men. He did not create 50 men. He made one. And if God got that man right, the man would have dominated the earth. But when it was wrong, that man had the power. Without the participation, we can change our community. We can change the black, white, Latino community. If God gets the seed right, he looks at the nation family tonight from the horizons of the atmosphere of the heavens and is looking at you as seeds upon the earth and is hoping that you can rise up to that challenge tonight fearlessly. Is hoping that you can stand up to what destiny has called you for fearlessly without the fear of man, knowing that you are a seed to the nations. And that's why I'm going to tell you about stumps. It is important that I tell you about storms. Everything creates itself after his own nature. So you cannot be in the house and have a great business, great idea, great movement, and not be hit by criticism. It is consistent with the nature of the house. And what that does by the nature of the house is that it makes your name known more. And if you stand and you are serious about what you're doing, you will never lack resources, you will never lack people, and you will never lack respect. So those who want to gather around the world disrespecting what you do, they are not part of us. Those who are part of us understand that it is consistent with the nature of how we became famous. It is consistent with the nature. There are some things happening in your life that is consistent with our nature. Do you understand that? And I wish I can start saying them online, but I can't. So sometimes if I hear things that look like sad news, like, oh, they are after this guy, I understand. It is consistent with the nature of the house. You can't even explain it because it doesn't make sense to the man of the world, because they do not walk by faith. The man of faith who has seen it, I'm saying that is consistent with the house. But yes, we know where we are going because we know where that has pushed us through. If we didn't have those criticisms, we will be behind a queue. And everyone who is attacked either in their personal life or business, stand up to the fact that you are still, stand up fearlessly, stand up. It doesn't mean you've done everything right, but we don't always do everything right. We just stand up from the position of wrong or right, and we face what God has called us to do. Are the three G's listening to me tonight? Your leaders were fearless so that you can advance more. Clear the path so that you can stand up to what God has called you for. God, I feel like preaching tonight. Am I in the nation family tonight? I think the reason why the world is flowing like this, there is finances, there is resources that the Givers Club are angry, sending right now, making sure. And whenever that happens, there is a demand on the word, because the entrance of the word gives light. Before a big month is over, new businesses and everything needed to do it will come forth. Stand up fearlessly. Stand up, face every challenge that is facing you. It cannot kill you. I want to talk about stomp, but I remember the 10 lepers. These 10 lepers were chased out of a city, consistent with the nature of God, consistent that when he wants to save a nation, when he wants to save a city, he first separates the number of people, a few number, the yeast. And when the man of God was going to prophesy that there's going to be food, that there's going to be food in Israel by this time tomorrow, there was famine all over the land. And now he's going to save the whole nation. And God, who knows the end from the beginning, knows how to save a nation. Whenever he wants to save a nation, save a people, the first thing is he gets a people out, few numbers. set these people up to be lepers so that they were cast out of the city. Because in Israel, by God's law, by law, if you're a leper, you cannot stay with people. But he knew a famine was coming. And he needed people that would be driven by necessity. Criticism got them to be outcast. Criticism got them to be on their own. They were outcasts from the city. These 10 lepers were going to change the story of the nation. But ahead of them was battle. Ahead of them. Meaning, they entered a battle thinking, why did this happen to me? I was, as in, nature brought leprosy on me. But the law says, if you are a leopard, you cannot stay where people stay. You cannot live among people. But you see, these people are useless to themselves. Look at this story, if you may, please.
2 Kings 7 from
Tell
verse
me,
1.
Please.
Elisha replied, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says.
This is what God says. There has been famine in that land. Everyone is dying. Now the prophet speaks. But I thought, if the prophet speaks, this is the word of God, there's going to be food in this land. Heavens will open and food will come down. No way. He has to look for a set of yeasts. He has to look for a fewer number. He has to look for the lepers. He has to locate those who have been outcast by nature. And so we are not saying the Nation Family or the Gloss Summit or the Shadia Ficus movement or Elite movement is perfect. As a matter of fact, by law, it is a leper movement. Are you listening to me? But the nation is not useful for itself. It gathers the lepers. I can tell you about so many lepers. When God was ready to save Israel out of Egypt, he sent Moses out. Moses was declared wanted in Egypt. He was actually a fugitive. But what was happening in his life at that time is God was making him a seed instead of an harvest. Are you listening to me tonight? He separates him. He goes live with his father-in-law Jethro in order to come back to take 3 million people out of the slavery. So when we are declared outcast, it is a sign that we are seeds. Look at this scripture.
Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says.
What does he say?
About this time tomorrow,
thank
a
you.
Seer of the finest flour will sell for a shekel.
There's going to be flour all over the land. It will be cheap. They're going to make flour cheap now. But there's a system in place. God has spoken now. But he needs the tools to use. Look at the tools it would have to use. Why can it not just use the whole nation? If you have 10 million people in the nation, if you give 10 million people harvest in their garden to grow food, then there will be plenty. He says, unfortunately, even if I, God, appear to 10 people, 10 million people personally, they will still not obey me. If I do personal home visitation, what I will do is to find seeds. Tell me.
Verse 3.
Now,
there were 4 men with leprosy.
Thank you. Four is even lesser than 10. 4. Thank you.
Now, there were 4 men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate.
Uh-huh.
They said to each other, why stay here until we die?
Uh-huh.
If we say, we'll go into the city, the famine is there and we will die.
Uh-huh.
And if we stay here, we will die.
Uh-huh.
So, let's go over to the camp of the Arameans and surrender.
So, what was happening is, the Iranians are looking at them. They are fighting their country. What caused the famine in the first place is that food cannot pass to their country because there is war. These lepers are outcasts, 4. So pardon me, not 10, 4. They were outcasts in the city. Nobody wants to have anything to do with them. But the nation needs food. Our community knows that they are in trouble. They need food. But there is no way they can be used for their own deliverance. So it will take the principle that creates the real fearlessness. And that's the principle I came to unveil to you tonight. The principle of necessity. the necessity that you've accepted by yourself. If a person is fighting for their personal freedom, it is a necessity, not a desire. Our community, we are fighting for our prosperity. It is a necessity. It is not a desire. What is driving us, what's driving the Givers Club, what made us sustain and survive all the attack against us is the necessity to make sure that we inspire the third gen, the fourth gen, our kids growing up. There is a necessity placed upon us for our own freedom from any oppression. That may be freedom from the government, may be freedom from one's husband or wife if it is oppressive. It may be freedom from a community, especially in this nation, that suppresses our color from liberation into prosperity, shuts us out. Necessity is what is driving us. Necessity is what created the 23rd of March. Necessity is what is creating this Sunday. Necessity is why we are standing, and we're driven by necessity. And when the gospel of necessity comes on people, you will see the most frail, you, were made apparent poor in this country was that they removed the necessity of also from them. You don't have to buy your own diesel. The government socialism system creates everything for you. I think that's why I will never be labor. The government creates every single thing for you without challenging you to come out of it. It creates, and of course, I don't think you can be conservative either, but let me leave that politics for today. Necessity is what drove you into prosperity. People were saying, how can young people give? As in, why were we giving then? I knew that to break this generation free from where you're coming from, the crimes and the Kenningtons in you, Shewar, to break them free, I've got to run church services in hotels that they only see on TV. We have to look a certain path. So it wasn't that we had the money to do that in those days. There was a principle of necessity that tells us to live on the edge. And we say things like us to ourselves, if we perish, we perish. But as of this service, if we need 100k for it, we're going to do it. And that's what we did. It is the necessity for freedom from oppression and littleness, mediocrity that our parents surrendered to, that drove us out of the ends. The houses you're living in now, your leaders, and those who led your leaders, it is not the person that gives you money that is your inspiration. The person that gives you inspiration is the most expensive person in your life. The person that showed you possibility, even sometimes you've not even met them, but seeing them, you saw that you can be better. You saw that you can do more than you were doing. Those are your fathers. Those are your real leaders. Are you listening to me tonight? Jesus didn't show you possibility. He just spoke about it and said, everything is possible. Yeah. And you rapped after him. You like a song. They are not our inspiration. They are our entertainers. They're not going to turn entertainers into inspirations. They entertain and they are good at what they did, at doing. Your leaders, those who heard a PT speaker and they decided, from the day a Pastor Sam decided, I'm moving out of HQ. No, he said, well, he didn't really live in Pinecombe. That's his house. He lived in Pinecombe. Either he slept there is a different ballgame. From the day he decided to step out and go to Shelley Road, and go to Shelley Road, because it seemed possibility now. I'm not sure you guys could maintain the rent. Maybe there's still something on someone's name because of the rent from there. We couldn't pay it. It was necessity. Nations are built on blood and necessity. Someone got a stamp on their name or whatever they say they put on people's name. I said, where did you even get the name from? You don't need any name. You just need success. Your name should be success winning. Winning success. First name winning. Second name success. Middle name F-off. Just saying. before you start idolizing something. So the best loser is the one they then stamp. I'll just use stamp the name, and it's left the nation. So the nation is saying, so where do we then go from here? I thought you would stay to sort this thing out. No, I'm going, okay then. But I'm going to say it on YouTube. Okay, I'll be watching with popcorn. Don't fear these people. But look at this. They then decide, there's a necessity, look at this. So we're going to go into the camp because it's like there is something on the other side. These Iranian camps, we've not been there. We've not seen it, but we're so afraid to go there because each time you try to push to the next level, each time you try to break status quo, it's like there is a fear on the other side. So the fear of the unknown will make you not try. But what we just did is we just said, F everything, we're just going to try this thing. You've got to love Pastor Daniel Ediwa. The first time they went to Hilton Banks, Pastor Daniel Ediwa came to Lancaster House. He joined the work in Lancaster House. And from that kitchen, if you've been to Lancaster House kitchen before, it is a four-year-old and rat that operates that kitchen. Pastor Daniel looks at the shard from that kitchen and says, Pato, or however it's to think, that's where we should be. In fact, the next program, we should hold it there. I just walk out of the kitchen. You know, I've not known him then, so I just thought, yeah, whatever, man. And then he's got a funny muscular man by his side. I say, yes, yes. So Pastor Daniel said, we're going there. And I said, yes, yes. He's lying. He's not participating in that stuff, man. I said, funny guys, Binter. So, but he's not participating. What's that, guys? Thank you. He's not participating, but he's acting excited. But the man who has the vision, the man who believes, Pastor Daniel believes. So if he's the creative director forever, because he believes sight keeps you young, not clothes. Everyone who wants to be forever young, open your inner eyes. Everyone who wants to live for a long time, make sure you have sight, because sight will keep you young. Foresight will be your energy drink. You will be so energetic, not clothed, not fancy face cap turned around. You don't get young because you now wear fancy clothes. You just look funny and weird. Look at this. There is always a fear on the other side of the risk that we want to take. But if it's driven by necessity, we would have one drive called, if I perish, I perish. I want to show you two quick examples, but let me finish with this quickly.
If they spare us, we live. If they kill us, then we die.
Remember, God has spoken, but he needs these yeasts, few. So they have to have this mindset. If they spear us, tell me now,
we live.
We live.
If they kill us, then we die.
That's it. That's just got to be the mindset in anything vision has given us to do. Those who are afraid, those who say, all I need to save in this life is me and my husband, they'll die. Christ said it. He said, for those who save their lives will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it. We found our purpose. Spark Nation, we found our purpose by losing our minds. No, I'm not sure you heard me. Do you understand the days? Do you know where you traveled from to come to Croydon Park Hotel? Do you remember how you packed that place up? Do you remember how you gave in Croydon Park Hotel? Do you see your mobilizers? These are histories that must never be erased, and we regret not one of it. If we have to live that day again, that's exactly what we're going to do, because it gave light to Croydon. And when we were operating in Croydon, crime ceased there. We saved life there because we just have the approach of if we perish. Two police, the two major policemen in charge of crime in the UK met themselves. They told me, Ade and the other guy, and said, this park thing really is working. As in, two police top. These are not policemen on the street chasing car license around. These are real policemen that you don't see on the street. Gold star general, baffled, miffed at the kind of results you had in Croydon. And the superintendent in charge of crime in Croydon actually then had to say, I think, look at the way crime reduced there. It's these guys. It's them. But you see, you wonder, why was such a man not give his all, not money now, to work with us? He's found a life before us. He thinks he's protecting it. One morning, they just arrested him. Imagine they arrest the chief superintendent of police. These guys do not give a F about anybody. As in, they just picked him up. As in, the chief guy, the major guy there, he was going like this. Why? They said, suspected that he might have assaulted his wife. It's just a thought. I'm thinking, you, big man, should have joined Spark Nation. But the reason why you won't risk it is because you think you have a life. You think you are protected by something. Everyone in your generation that you see now, from rappers to musicians, that can see this work and are not jumping on, you will see the day that this country that they believe in will mess them up, and the vacuum will be open for you to enter into the place, because you are already dead to life anyways. Do not stop dying. Do you understand what that means? Dead to self, alive to purpose, fearless. Don't let anybody teach you how to dissociate from something in order to win something. You will not win. The world does not win. They didn't set up their system for you to come and win there. It is not you. You set up your own system to interface with them for however long it takes. We're going to keep fighting tirelessly, fearlessly, until one of us win. If we perish, we perish. That is the movement of this house. Tell those whose hearts are failing them, tell those whose hearts are weary within them, that they will not win in the world anyways. We will win here collectively. Are there fearless 3 G's, 1st G, 2nd G in this house? Are you ready for this Sunday? It is called Fearless. If you're a true national, we don't back down from anything. That's why we involve ourselves in our lives. We actually know ourselves, so that if I'm involved in your battle, I know how to fight. Otherwise, if I don't know you, how am I going to fight? That's why the leader of your battle is your house leader. The leader of your house leader is your family and industry head, because they are at the forefront of the battle. They don't run back. If anything is crushed in your life, as we use the word crash, if anything is crushed in your life, it's crushed in theirs too. As a matter of fact, it is crushed in theirs first. It is you now seeing what crashed in their life and what came to life in their life. That's what now inspires you to walk with them. It is our testimonies that makes us fearless. Quickly finish this scripture, please.
At dusk, they got up and went to the camp of the Arameans. When they reached the edge of the camp, no one was there.
Imagine something they've been looking at for time. Afraid, thinking about the armory that the Arameans have. They have the armory to erase a whole nation. And 4 men are thinking, who are we to them? Well, imagine, they now have this thought of, We've got to go. There's necessity now. They didn't hear the prophecy in the city. All those who heard the prophecy could not do anything about it. They are waiting on God. God was waiting on the outcasts. This is going to be the story of Nigeria. Just wait. They were waiting on God, so that I can repeat this. God was waiting on the outcast. God never spoke to the outcast. Necessity spoke to them. God spoke to the population. God spoke to the kings that a solution is going to come. Necessity spoke to the outcast. Necessity spoke to those who are tired of status quo, those who are tired of just being the same people, those who are tired of mediocrity, those who are tired of the fear that has bound them to a system, those who want freedom, those who know that there is a better life at the other side for them. Necessity was their God. Necessity was the voice of God in their life, and that sprung them into action. And the word was, if we perish, we might as well, because if we stay here, we're gonna stay here and die small. So why would we not try to build the biggest beauty industry? If we don't try, we would die anyways. If we don't try, Ozzy, you'll just be a hairdresser. Imagine Ozzy at 52. You know those aunties that you still see. You think they didn't try? They tried. That's exactly what you're going to do. So if you don't push now, you will die anyways. So get to be part of the gloss movement. Let the world throw stone and say, stagnation. We're going to stand with it with our full chest and say whatever it is, because we will die anyways. Indeed, do you know how breaking it will be to see a Ozzy or whoever Ozzy's leader is, or to see some of your beauty people? You're walking through God. I wanted to say, hope you're walking through Peckham with his son, but no. But or flying through Peckham, whatever. Microscoping Peckham, telescoping Peckham, whatever you're doing. Or you just see on WhatsApp. WhatsApping. And you see one of your members, she's now become an ant in that dungeon. Trying and making hair and shouting on everybody. Characteristic of ants. That's a generation you built. Why? Because they were not fearless. They wanted to gain their life and they lost it. Those of you who are getting older in the world, the world is pleading to you. As you're getting older, you will think you're saving something. The system will not save you. It will not spare you. Those who become great are people who rose up fearlessly to do what the word is saying, the vision. As long as the word is not asking you to be little and to be under oppression, then the word is the word. It's asking you to be God on earth, to fight for whatever you believe is freedom for you right now, is being God on earth. Now they get into that camp and they realize something. Guess what? There's nobody there. It's even nothing. Fear itself is a fence from prosperity. Fear. And prosperity is whatever you are called to do in this world. Fear mounts a fence. It's invincible. The reason why some of you cannot totally trust your leadership, is fear has mounted a fence around you. And because you've had experiences before, you will think because someone looks somehow, they can better lead you. We didn't lead ourselves here by knowing how to do business. We didn't lead ourselves here by knowing how to do politics or knowing how to make money. We led ourselves here by knowing, one, honor, respect for the word. Two, the hierarchy of leadership. What is called leadership here, the fear and the courage of leadership, is how the leaders you admire today rose. Not any other thing than that. if a pastor book is chief executive, whatever, if this is just because, it's not because the last person that is a professional is me. I'm very unprofessional. So how can I mentor her to become whatever she's becoming? I couldn't. But she has a fear for leadership. And that word, the entrance of the word, is what gives light, not the entrance of ideas. There is no knowing how to do. There's knowing how to follow. If your leader can follow, if his ears are open, it can make you the prime minister. If his ears are open. Because of the word. Look at this scripture. Let me start rounding up. Who's closing this service, COD? Yourself? Okay. Quickly, please, ma.
When they reached the edge of the camp, no one was there. For the Lord
had... There was no one there. There is deliverance for them anyways. Anything RV you want to be is empty. It looks filled. Alor, anything you want to be is empty. There's no one there. The fans, it is history. It is media. It's propaganda that makes us feel. And I'm talking to people who are under the word. I'm not talking to people house. Because now, I told you before now, that's how a goat would think they're going to go and face a lion. There was no one there. Those who are, he did not give you an assignment, accountant Karen, he did not give you an assignment without emptying a space for you. If necessity can speak, thank you. If you can allow the voice of necessity, if you can, I saw your name on the list, that you are now the accountant general for the COD family. But we won't take your story for you. You used to hide money for drug dealers. So don't sit down TV because they may now trace it and remove or revoke alliances. They will revoke nothing. And if they revoke it, you will unrevoke it again and invoke that thing back. You can invoke it through being Karine or you can be Karima. We are at war, guys. We are fighting. We are pushing for something. And at war, all is fair. Listen, when they face you, all is fair for them. They use everything. At war too, all is fair for us. So I will never... Anyway, let me leave. I don't want to get into the American story. Look at this. The get there is empty. Let me show you another example. Esther. Esther was in the king's palace. He had the greatest command. The greatest command from his mentor. Mordecai is the name of his mentor. The mentor says, look, now, they're about to erase the old Jewish nation. You now, Esther, you're going to have to go to the king and tell them I am Spark Nation. You're going to have to go to the king now and tell them I'm Jewish. And that can go this way or that way. As a matter of fact, they're going to kill you. But you could also save us. You still will not win. No matter how much you hide, you still won't win. We saw how they were rigging Jade's election. Jade. In Croydon. In a democratic country. In a country that has no fault. Better than Nigeria, right? Worse than Syria alone are they. Don't even talk about Nigeria. And you know I love Syria alone and their onions. Look at this now. Tell me.
Esther 4:15.
Tell me.
Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai.
What did he say?
Go, gather together all the Jews.
How can you start from the reply? Where's the conversation of...
When, verse 12, when Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer.
Thank you.
Do not think...
Were you planning to skip that? Come on, Faith, drink a little more. Thank you.
Do not think that because you're in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape.
Imagine now, they need help in the king's palace. Well, you see, Esther can see herself as, I'm safe. They want to destroy the old Jewish nation, but How can I do this? They're going to kill me if they know I'm Jewish. The persecution of the Jewish nation is not different from ours too, as people of color. And then among the old people of color comes another people of color. The word people. Not talking about Christianity. That one is already system. He calls those of us that he has called out for the liberation of the many. Esther sends words to Mordecai and said, Mordecai, I can't see the king without certain protocols. Mordecai says back to him, to her, pardon me. He sent back these answers. Do not think
that because you're in the king's house,
you alone
of all the Jews will escape.
You growing up, I know you're now clocking 35, 36, 37, and you think you alone. I want to escape all this poverty. I mean, I love pity, man. My love for pity, bro. Man. Yeah. I need to build a life because I'm getting old and it's me and my family. Don't think you alone will escape. Do not think.
Because you're in the king's house, you alone of all the
remember
Jews.
That what got you this far was mentorship. Remember what even pushed you to this courage was this leadership. Don't think because you're in that house, you alone will escape. Tell me, please.
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise.
Whichever way this goes, whichever way anything comes up against us, this work is going to stand. And you ask me, how do I know? Because it's too time. It stood the test of time. Those of you who are being called into offices in COD World Family, those of you called to offices in Connect will stand anyways. COD will stand anyways. Inspire will stand anyways. You can have 20 soldiers inspire. They can all start looking rough. Everything, I'm coming to stomp in a minute. It may start looking rough and young, but it will stand if the leader stands. It is not the girls in the house. It is not the Jameses in the house. They are important, but it is not them. It is the leader. And once the leader, Jonah and Peter, once you get it right, you keep moving without looking back. Don't look back. If you look back, you become a pillar of salt. Looking useful but useless. You don't look back. You are fearless for people and against people. It's both sides. I'm not teaching you what you've not seen me do. We actually, Kunle, you remember, and the guys there, Pastor Heber, we actually picked our microphone. Imagine you and police struggling with microphone. Then Kunle were the speaker to leave Lancaster House that day. We'll never forget it. Like the police said, put the speaker down. He said, no, man. You are going to have to arrest me. I'm not putting no goddamn speaker down, you El Razor. I am not putting this thing down as in on the street speaker. Police said, give the speaker. I wouldn't give you a speaker. But those fights is why I know you. No matter what happens, you will not fall. You know, you're going to be walking through a thin wire and sometimes it will look, but there's a divine hand. The hand that you demonstrated to in Lancaster, that you're willing to sleep in a police cell to salvage and to save Pastor Toby's microphone. Do you understand that? That hand is going to give you light for the rest of your life. Scripture says, if anyone is walking with the Lord, if he gets to a place where he cannot see the light, he said, let him trust. Oh, my days. I have too much scripture tonight. He said, let him trust. He said, is anyone walking in the light? He's a word person. He said, but he gets to a place where it's a divided road. He doesn't know where he's going anymore. He said, let him trust. Let him trust in the sacrifice. Anais, let her trust in the fact that when everybody is gone, she picks the paper. She's not afraid of her age. She's not afraid of anybody looking down on her. Let her trust in the fact that she's a cleaner in Pastor Toby's preaching environment. It will save your life. Come on, it's good. Don't hide the size. I think the size will destroy the person. If you have to just say, yes. Do you have that scripture? Tell me quickly.
Isaiah 50 verse 10.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. Look at this scripture.
Who among you fears the Lord?
Who among you fears leadership? Who among you fear the word? Because if you're saying, boy, he said God, have you seen him to fear him? Who amongst you fear the word? Who among you responds to the word? Who amongst you fear the word with fear and trembling when they said Pastor Obi Toby Jr. is the assistant senior pastor? Who amongst you fear that word? Submits to that word. Look at what scripture says.
And obeys the word of his servant.
Did you hear that? Guys, come on now. Talk to me. Show this to you as much as you can. He obeys the word of the servant. The servant of the Lord is not the perfect guy. It's just the guy who delivers the boldness and the courage to your generation. Who fears the word. If this servant speaks to Emma as a doctor and says, look, today, the family needs salvation. It's taken you how many years? 14 years to be a surgeon. But we're going to put it at risk now. Don't think surgeon will save you. He said, who among you fears the Lord, who obeys the word of his servant? Look at what it tells you to do.
Let the one who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord.
Those who walk in the light, who walk in the dark, who has no light, say, I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what I'm going to do about this situation. Let him trust.
Trust in the name of the Lord.
Leadership that got us here, trust it. What made us survive the attacks, trust it. What made us survive the days of not having, trust. Quickly turn to the person next, just trust. Chill. Those who are pastors or leaders' wife or leaders' wife to be, go back to SoundCloud, or women in the house, go back to SoundCloud and listen to Pity preaching about remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. If you actually really love your wife or husband, what you will do is to make sure they don't look back and you don't look back. You continue to pursue the mission and the vision once upon delivered to the saints. Anyway, back to Esther so that I can close. Whoa, I need to close now. Tell me.
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place.
He's just told them, if you're not acting now, if you're not active on the Givers Club, if we're fighting and you're not participating, even though you do, yes. You know that's how the guy does it. Yeah? Yes. It's a lie. He's not going to do one thing. Those who are, so when you see people in your house doing things and they are not going to participate, just say, Mr. And he does this.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
God had to take those people out because the next generation must not meet them. They would just say, who is this monster? What is this uncle? So you have to say, so they will not understand, what is this figure? Why does he wear these boots? What is this? What's going on here? Then you just sit on them moving, leaving. I said, that uncle, it doesn't speak, but there's something weird about this guy. It might be a... Let him trust. Okay, we've left that, right? Look at this scripture. I really want to stop.
Relief and deliverance for the
Jews. Whichever way, we're going to get this done anyways. Everything that we've said we will do it anyways. With or without, you advance to the 23rd and beyond, and people who left you are watching online. We did it anyways. We're going to do it. So the challenge you taught Jen is for you to remember that the taught Jen movement, which is going to be the one of the strongest movement we've seen on it, will happen anyway. So stand up fearlessly and lead. And I want to see your leading ability from this Sunday. That registration must not be less than 1,000. And we've passed the level of just registering. Convert them from what time now? 1 p.m. Talk to me. From 1 p.m. fill the place up and you celebrate the real Easter. Not the one where a monk is carrying a cross. This is not just Sturgeon. It's third, second, first, everyone on the alert. Because what we're destined to do, we're going to do it anyway. So Mordecai says, go tell Esther. If she doesn't risk her life now, we're going to do it anyways. Tell me.
But who knows that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?
Mordecai was clear, saying the only reason why you're here is when all of you, young taught Gen 22s and co, the only reason why you came at 16, 15, you're here for years and all that, is for you to lead now. Your age is not for you to, I'll use the word gallivant like your dads will say, but it is not, it is for you to show the strength that the word Pete is preaching makes a meaning, and the your generation must hear it. That is why it puts you in this position, and I'm hoping that you rise up to that occasion. But if you don't, and God forbid you don't, it's still going to be done anyway. Those who carry the burden of this world, those are the givers club, those who carry the pain of this world, those who believe that this world is relevant, those are the givers club, those are the Phoebes, those are the mobilizers, and never ever feel alone. Inspire is going to happen anyways. If you get the seed right, you get PK Johanna right, every other thing in Inspire, as long as you're in Inspire House, it's anchors to that. As long as you're in Inspire House, a PT will not see you outside of those two. It anchors to that. And when and if they ever mess up, and mess up here is if a leader slips off, God will take you out. God will show you, because you are faithful when they are standing, but they will not fall. As long as PTJ is right, the seed, we're going to mix with the word. So I understand the gist of the nation family. You see, what the devil knows for a fact is, this is PT. I'm willing to do this for time. Just a standstill. A checkmate. I can't pass. Maybe I can't pass into the award, but it can pass too. So for time, we're going to keep looking at each other and see who blinks first. I tell you, this guy is going to blink, because I will not blink. I was in Binta's flat. Evan, we came to your university. Pastor Adeyemi invited us, right? We didn't collect one penny. We lodged ourselves. We preached to few people. But we were coming to get you. Now we know it's you. Now we know it's Genevieve. Now we know. That is, if we have to go to the ends of the earth to get one that is ours, we will be there. If it cost us 100,000, 1,000,000 to go get one, we will be there. Because I believe one day, Ebon will enter into 1,000,000,000 just by following. It doesn't have to look like it will happen anyways. Can I hear an amen in this house? Give me the fools. Those who are watching from whatever nation you're watching from, as we gather for this weekend, we are mobilizing ourselves. I'm asking the stumps definition so that I can close. Get ready. Music Nation, come get ready quickly. Can you give me an out picture, please? Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Stump
quickly,
definition.
Guys, please. Thank you.
The bottom part of a tree.
Reduce that. You need to hear this. Then I'll give you one scripture that will not make you sleep tonight. Tell me.
The bottom part of a tree.
All leaders, I need you to hear this, please. The stump, the bottom part
of a tree,
left,
projecting from the ground,
after most
of the trunk has fallen or been cut down.
Another definition.
The part.
You'll wonder what caused this scripture tonight, because Nia said, Pastor Evangelist Nia said, that we know when There were many 3Gs in the house, and most of them are not here. The important part are here. Look at this. Another definition.
The part of something, such as a tree, tooth, arm, or leg, that is left after most of it has been removed.
Stump. Another definition.
The part of a plant, and especially a tree, remaining attached to the root after the trunk is cut.
The part of a plant, and especially a tree, remaining attached to the root, the word, after the trunk is cut. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 13.
And though a tenth remains in the land.
Where are you reading from? NIV?
NIV, sir.
Don't do that to us. You're taking us on a long journey. Message first. And even if some should survive, say a tenth.
The devastation will start up again.
If a tenth, if you see some people rising in your generation, if it looks like some black people are becoming XYZ, he said, even if it's a tenth remaining, the devastation will start again. Scriptures tell me.
The country will look like pine and oak forest.
With every tree
cut down.
Every tree
a stump.
Look at this now. Every tree a stump.
A huge field of stumps.
But
there's a holy seed in those stumps.
But there is a holy seed. The what has devastated our generation, there is still a holy seed in the stump. So when we look at the generation of our parent and uncle cut down, devastation in our family starts again. But he said there is a holy seed. Guess what the holy seed is? You and I. We're going to read all the translations quickly. The holy seed, Pastor Nikki spoke about this seed. He said, whatever the devastation is, you know what we did? In the days when, in 2015, I saw pastors leaving, I realized there's a stump. Take the holy seed. Take the youngest, so-called youngest people at the time, or so known rather, not so-called, youngest people at the time, take a shadia. Take a ebo, ordain them as pastors. If you keep the holy seed, if you recognize the holy seed, if you can make a pastor Sam a pastor then, even though it looks like people will say it's just a guy, just no, take the holy seed and that holy seed, train it and let it begin to mix. If you continue to send it out to mix, it will mix everywhere and there's going to be a kind of growth. They stop. So no house can fail. Take the holy seed. Stop looking for people that are not with you. Take those who are with you. The holy stump is that even if it's a devastation, if you recognize the holy stump, those who are still attached to the root, this is why I know I will keep beating this system. I will keep beating the devil anytime, anywhere we meet. If I meet this guy on the beauty mountain, I'll beat him. If we mix in the boxing world, I'll beat him. If we meet in the sports world, I'll beat him. Because even when we are left with nothing, like God did at the destruction of the heaven and earth, a particle of water is thrown and a particle of soil, it took the holy seed. It looked like nothing at the time. Our giving give us weak. This week give us a take the stump. When it looks like we've been doing business and money is gone, take the stump. Faith, I thought you would help me. Take the stump quickly.
Amplified.
Amplified.
And though a tenth of people remain in the land,
it will again
be subject to destruction.
No matter what money you make without understanding the holy seed, no matter how you think you're recovering, the devastation will happen again. Take the holy seed. Look at this scripture quickly.
Like a massive terebinth tree or like an oak.
Whose stump
remains when it is chopped down.
When it is chopped down. When they attack Swag Nation, when they even said they shut us down, when the tree is cut down, we did 318 service. We emphasize more on the holy seed. The seed is what matters. Don't worry about your tomorrow. Worry about your Givers Club today. I rest my case. See you on Sunday. The world is going to be mad. See all the family, all of us rallying. Get the registration up tonight. Let not Pastor Sam sleep without meeting the target. Sunday, April 10th. 31st of March, we're going to celebrate meeting our first phase of the target, because tonight I understand the seed more than ever before. Again, can I see 418? Amen and amen and amen on this screen. No one here can fail. Do you have the stump? I want some people to say, I have seed. I have stump. I have seed. I have stump. I need to keep seeing it. No matter what attack comes up against us, we understand the stump. It says the stump. Finish that scripture. Obi, are you ready? You have 3 minutes to close the service. Talk to me, Faith.
The holy seed is the elect remnant. The stump.
The holy seed are the four lepers. The holy seed is Esther. The holy seed is Moses. When the tree is cut down, get me the seed and we will recreate another forest. So if they attack speculation, that's your problem. Just get me the 318. Get me the 418 and we will build another global movement. God bless the nation, family, PT. Love you all.